If you do not take yourself away, we will see how you will like a sousing of some dish water. I have some here hot enough to make you jump." Just at that time, Mr. Fitzwarren himself came home to dinner, and when he saw a dirty, ragged boy lying at the door, he said to him, "Why do you lie there, my boy? You seem old enough to work. I'm afraid you are inclined to be lazy." "No, indeed, sir," said Dick to him. "That is not the case, for I would work with all my heart, but I do not know anybody, and I believe I am very sick for the want of food."
"Poor fellow, get up. Let me see what ails you."
Dick now tried to rise, but was obliged to lie down again, being too weak to stand, for he had not eaten any food for 3 days, and was no longer able to run about and beg a halfpenny of people in the street. So the kind merchant ordered him to be taken into the house, and have a good dinner given him, and be kept to do what work he was able to do for the cook. Little Dick would have lived very happy in this good family, if it had not been for the ill-natured cook. She used to say, "You are under me, so look sharp. Clean the spit and the dripping pan, make the fires, wind up the jack, and do all the scullery work nimbly, or—" and she would shake the ladle at him.